June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two on and two out. And this pitch is driven deep down the left field line. Fair or foul? That is a fair ball. It hit the extension off the foul pole. Wyatt Langford with a three-run blast. And the Rangers are up 6-1.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Matt Hicks with a call on your home of the Texas Rangers, and things are getting more fun and interesting as they go and clobber the Minnesota Twins, scoring 16 runs again, and they win back-to-back road series for the first time since 2024. Texas, since May 30th, the numbers courtesy of Bobby Belt, fourth in baseball in runs scored, eighth in batting average, fifth in home runs, second in run differential with Josh Smith, Jake Berger, and right now Evan Carter leading the way.
Oh, baby.
They're all very impressive. I mean, what, this is four straight games now where Evan Carter said two hits or more? He's on fire. And I'll have to own it. If he circles back, because it was like 3 weeks ago, I was like, yeah, just get rid of him. Yeah. You got to trade him at this point.
60 cents on the dollar.
I'll take whatever. Just, you know, give me whatever just to get him out of here, because he's clearly not going to recover. Well, he's recovered, and he's shut me up, and so he's looked great. Jake Berger's been good. Berger is an 860 OPS in the month of June so far. Josh Smith is 948. And then Evan Carter, I think, is 1150 right now.
You know, one of the phrases I always roll my eyes off, a lot of them, I roll my eyes at a lot of things. But the one thing is, the losing is contagious, or hitting is infectious.
I was wondering about that saying the other day.
Right.
Hitting is infectious.
Hitting is infectious. Because, like, how do all these guys get hot at the same time?
Well,
and how do they all go in slumps at the same time?
We also have to remember, like, when they go, oh, baseball's a weird lady, or whatever Broadus is saying is, it's not that weird when you look at who the starting pitcher is.
Yeah.
This starting pitcher sucks outside of whatever high leverage situations, but Bobby was giving us the numbers. So, yeah, this guy, if you watched him pitch, he was horrific. So everyone was going to benefit.
Yes.
He started off behind in every count. He wasn't throwing any fastballs. Mike Bassett was basically calling out pitch by pitch what he was doing. If they face Paul Skeens tomorrow and get shut out, it's not, oh my God, baseball's a strange game. No, you face freaking Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Who's on the mound? But every hitter and all these people who played say it's contagious.
It's wild. It's like, okay, all right. I mean,
I can see in Little League, right? As I did as an All-Star, as Bobby found the other day.
Also found you popped out with the bases loaded to end an inning. That was rough.
But not the game.
I'm not like, the game. Y'all love
like,
the game.
I'm like, Shaq, I'll miss him. I'll miss him in the early innings, but not in the ninth. Or the sixth, whatever
the hell. You did homer in the championship game, apparently.
So when you're in Little League and you're going up against this great all-star pitcher who you've never seen, and the kid in front of you gets a hit, or someone in front of you walks, or two guys are on, that to me was always a big thing of like, we can get to this guy. This guy's not invincible. Yeah. He's not striking out everyone, sitting everyone down. So I could see it a lot in youth sports. I'm sure your boys maybe go through it. Like, this kid's invincible. We're getting to him a little bit here. But I don't know about the pros. I guess it's the same thing.
I mean, look, these are the phrase is, these are all uncommon men. And then you have the uncommon of the uncommon. That's the Jake DeGrom. Like, he's the outlier of the outlier. So all these guys are great at what they do. It's just a certain level of it. And if you have a guy who is, look, you can have a really good pitcher who just doesn't have elite stuff. That guy who's a good pitcher without elite stuff is eventually going to get drilled one day.
Isn't it also, too, like, if hitting is infectious or contagious or whatever it is, it's also going to be a fact that the hitters usually go back and talk to each other about, hey, this is what he does, or like, hey, I saw this or whatever. And so, yeah, if like guys earlier in the lineup are starting to hit the ball and they're like, hey, watch for this, watch him do this. Or if they're just struggling completely, they're like, yeah, I'm at a loss. I have no idea what he's doing up there. And then also, like, with such precision and such, like, I mean, to the point where we're getting these Statcast numbers about, oh, he was a his swing is a half a degree different this year, and so that's why his batting average dropped 100 points. Like, if you get that confidence, maybe that timing and being locked in is just a little more on point.
Could you imagine? Now, look, obviously, if you're playing the 2000 Ravens defense, you're going to have that outlier. But could you imagine in football scoring 44 one day, 10 the next, and then 48 the following day? That's essentially what the Rangers have done in the last three games.
Patrick Corbin gets his first victory since May 14th, retired 12 straight at one point, has not allowed more than three earned runs in his dozen starts this season. I look at maybe Jake Bergen as the Patrick Corbin pickup on offense, but Corbin obviously has been a gem that they found or resurrected, and then you got Jake Berger on the other side. So everything is feeling good for the Rangers offense right now, and you got scrubs coming up, starting with the Chicago White Sox tonight in Arlington on this radio station. And then I didn't see this from anyone else. Bobby Belt did some digging into a Jim Bowden insider article. Former baseball general manager is talking about Bruce Bochy retiring.
Yeah, and he had his like 20 things that he was hearing. Like, here's just the hot gossip I have, and I'm unloading it. And he's going through mostly trade deadline stuff. And then at the very end, number 20, he says there is a lot of buzz in the industry that Rangers manager Bruce Bochy could retire at season's end, which would be a big loss for the sport. And, you know, it's something where I don't know if you've noticed it. Like, when we hear some of these cuts of him talking to KNC and stuff like that recently, he sounds tired. Like, he sounds
exhausted. He's 70 years old, man.
I know, but I mean, he sounds exhausted by the job right now. Like, he's just like,
Do you think that sounded different from 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You don't think that's just his delivery?
Mm-mm. And I think he said something even in a post game the other day where he was like, you know, we're tired right now. And I think it's exhausting getting the beat down of this grind and seeing some of the results you are. But I mean, this is also, Bassick talked about it with us when he was still here, RIP. Yeah. He talked about it here, that when they hired Skip Schumacher this offseason as an advisor within the organization, Mike was like, that might be your next manager. That he might just be sitting here as an advisor right now, getting a landscape of the team. This might be a succession plan.
I was initially surprised when I saw it, when I heard it, when I thought about it. But then I was looking up Bochy's contract. So it is a 3-year deal that's set to expire after this season.
Yeah, and he would have earned an extension at this point. You win a World Series, he would have earned an extension. The fact that he doesn't have one should be some tea leaves that it means he doesn't want one. Right? I mean, like, why? If you're,
Chris Young got one.
Sure. As he should have. Yeah, you win a World Series. I mean, you should get one. Like, that's just kind of how it works. So I think it makes sense
then JD should have gotten one, too.
Well, there you go. it makes sense that this would be kind of the succession plan and the plan all along, 3 years. He's 70 years old. You know, now, does this mean that if Bochy's gone, does that mean that this was a 4-month job for Brett Boone? Like, is he going to stick around for Schumacher?
Yeah.
Or because it seems like,
we know Boch still loves the fish.
Yeah, and look, Brett made it sound like, hey, he did this only because of Bochy. Bochy called, he said, yes, I can't say no to you.
Right, but also remember, he did say, and I mean, Michael Young's an advisor, and he did mention that like it all started bumping into Michael Young at USC, and that Michael Young is somebody that he thinks really highly of. And so, I don't know, that still felt a little bit like an organizational thing, or that there were multiple voices, and that just Bochy was the main selling point of like, yep, I'm in, I'm on this.
Another thriller last night in what could be developing into an all-time final.
And now on to Barkov. Poke checked away by Janmark. Open man. Kapanen. One-timer score! Jake Walman! And Edmonton has its first lead of the game. 4-3.
Trailing 3-0 after one, the Edmonton Oilers on the road come back and stun the Panthers in overtime. We are now tied at 2.
Dude, what a series is great. It's so awesome. They have... They had no business winning that game after the first period. I mean, it was 3-0. They had nothing. They had a big bag of nothing. Florida was doing everything right. They were getting the power plays. They were scoring on the power plays. They were outskating them. Bobrovsky was having a game. And then all of a sudden, they pull the goalie. They pull Skinner. Pickard goes in there, and he was essentially Patrick Waugh for the final two periods. Just tremendous. And outside of a empty net, Florida pulled the goalie, so they had an empty net, but it wasn't an empty net goal. They had the man advantage. They gave themselves the man advantage by pulling their goalie. They scored with less than 20 seconds to go to tie it and send it to overtime. And I was hunkered down. I was prepared for 2 or 3 overtimes last night.
I did wonder heading into this. I was like,
were you going to stay up for it? You already fall asleep on your brand new couch?
I stayed up for the end of the game, and because I remember that, I don't remember what happened after that. Because I fell asleep and I woke up on the couch on this. This thing is so comfortable. I don't know what we did.
Were you drinking? Was it a drink night?
No, I mean, I had one drink.
Oh, okay.
So that's not I wouldn't consider that a drink night.
No. That's child's play.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost a waste. It's almost a waste just having the one.
The one drink is just to calm nerves.
Uh huh.
Normally, yeah. It's just for me and Bobby. Get messed up. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Let's not flirt around. But when you're worked up, long day, like Schottenheimer was drinking the shoddy during the Micah prank call. He's like, I'm having a shoddy right now.
Yeah.
Just to unwind and get you ready for the REM cycle.
That's it. My neck is hurting. It's bad. It's in bad shape. It's in bad shape right now from the way I must have slept.
I mean, so that's the thing, though. Like you say, when Sean says, we're doing it to get messed up, I'm not going to take half a dose of Robitussin if I got a cough. I'm gonna double up on it.
Yeah.
We getting a new franchise? We getting expansion in Atlanta again?
Dude, please stop this.
This is like the NFL's Los Angeles or California.
California. There are rumors that the NHL is a step closer to returning to Atlanta. Forsyth County has definitively approved the gathering at South Forsyth, a mixed-use space, an arena designed to attract an NHL team back to the area. This is from TSN. That's basically Canadian Sports Center. And they're trying to get another team. Guys, we've tried this twice already. The Calgary Flames aren't called the Calgary Flames because it's really, really warm in Calgary. They were the Atlanta Flames. You know, and then the Thrashers were there. They're not there anymore. Like, we've tried this twice. This is St. Louis. This is LA. Like, just we don't need to do this. We don't need Atlanta. First of all, we don't need another hockey team. 32 of them.
Bring the Thrashers back, though. I'm all for bringing the Thrashers back just because I love the logo. I mean, I don't know nothing about their sustainability or anything else, but having that, like, what was it, the little, like, thing, the bird with the little hockey stick, like, back, like it's about to take a slap shot. I loved it. It was cool looking.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on as a Tolo. That's what the logo and slogan stands for. By the way, we are going to have a Firehouse Tour next week, but it's a special Wednesday edition, not Friday. Firehouse Tour Wednesday in Arlington.
Yep, we're going to be over there at Firehouse Number 1. We're going to have Tolo bucket hats to give away. We got the Whataburger like normal. The address, 401 West Main Street. This is actually right around the corner from the ballpark.
Yeah,
I think it's near Hurtado. Uh-huh. It's right over there by Hurtado.
So, by UTA.
Yeah, come
maybe
out.
He'll bring us food for once and not K&C.
Come out Wednesday and get your bucket hat and your Whataburger and whatever else.
Let's hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. We go commercial free with the Expressway, the Junk Drawer. And why did Brian Schottenheimer start breaking down yesterday in Frisco? Little Inside the Star and the Junk Drawer with Luke Bryan tickets after this.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we do so with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt on Sean and RJ. Happy Friday and happy future Father's Day as well from DFW Sports Station. We want to hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. That's coming up here as we go commercial free in the expressway. And we have the junk drawer as well at 7:40 to give you some laughs heading into the weekend. Bobby, let's go to the podium.
Let's do it. And, you know, you mentioned Father's Day. So let's just jump right in with this. This is probably the most viral clip coming out of Brian Schottenheimer's press conference yesterday. We got a chance to speak. This is actually something where typically he'll do his press conference before practice. Yesterday was the first time where they've set stuff up to where he did practice and then he did the podium. So there were some, he was able to respond to some things that came out of locker, some things from the field. So there's some interesting takeaways from it, but the one that got the most attention was probably this clip. And obviously he's talked a lot, Brian Schottenheimer has, about his relationship with his dad, Marty. And he was asked about how he reflects on his father's influence as Father's Day approaches and what he would say to him now.
Wow. You're going there, huh? Last day of minicamp. I know he's proud. I miss him. I used all the life lessons that he taught me, not just about football, but about life and being a good man and a good husband and a good father. And that I think I'm doing okay for myself. But I know he's proud. I miss him like crazy. I actually lean on some of his friends now, you know, guys like Bill Cowher, you know, that he, you know, coached with. But Father's Day will be a special day. I'm obviously a father of two amazing kids, and I'll talk to my mom, and I know he's looking down on me, but I appreciate you making me get teared up, you know, up here the last day of minicamp.
What are you doing to me? You know I get uncomfortable with men and emotions and crying. Like, what are you trying to do?
He didn't cry. You could tell that when he gave that long pause, he was, all right, gather, compose yourself. And he pivoted quickly. He went down a rabbit trail we couldn't go to. Other, but right after he said, I appreciate you getting me teared up, he went, by the way, just to aggressively change the question as quick as I can, Sam Williams was the sharp shooting champion of the offseason. I know you guys don't know what that means. But, and then he just started on a rabbit trail for like the next 30 seconds.
Have you gotten sentimental with this one coming up after your dad passed away recently?
I haven't even thought about it. No, I'm a closer.
You're a cold-blooded killer.
I am a closer. You know, next game. Next game up. I've already
who's the father-in-law? Bring him in.
I've already forgotten about him. you know, actually, I did
should get that checked out.
I know, right? Where? Oh, so I was driving to Salina the other day for baseball, and Sarah was at the dentist or something like that. And I was sitting there. I was like, you know, I was in the car. This shows what kind of friend I am not. I was sitting in the car. I was like, you know, I need somebody to call. I was like, I don't even know who to call. I have nobody to call. I don't talk on the phone to anybody.
No. I think by far, except for Peyton, of the three of us, you have more phone conversations during the week with your friends than the three of us. Bobby might call to talk about radio gossip or a cowboy thing, but I feel like you have a lot of phone conversations. No?
I don't text, but never like on the phone.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I do have one. Yeah, I do have like one, but I knew he was working. So I couldn't call him. I was like, man, this would be a great time to have a father who didn't die on me. You know, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, it's this was yesterday's shoddy at, I think, probably the most vulnerable we've seen. I mean, he got teared up at his opening press conference talking about his wife and his kids and how much they've sacrificed along the way. But this yesterday was, you can tell when Marty comes up, that's the thing that most, feels like, drives him.
So I was an intern, and that probably was a big thing in the Jones hiring him. Jerry loves that type of stuff, loves it. But I was only like an intern in D.C. covering Marty's year there under Snyder. And so I don't know the ins and outs of Marty Schottenheimer, but it feels like Brian is like the total opposite, where Marty was more of a hard ass. Do you all feel like that with the NFL historical knowledge and looking back?
It looks like Marty was more.
Felt like Marty was more, I don't know, like about
gruff,
hard ass, stoic. Like a little bit more like, all right, suck
it
up. It
feels like his relationships with his players, like whether it was a Derek Thomas, was like, it was a true bond. And Marty, I think, would cry on you too. So it was there, the love. But yeah, stoic, I think, is a pretty good word, where Brian is coming across as, you know, a lot more playful and fun loving. Marty Schottenheimer ain't wearing no hat or visor backwards.
No.
I don't believe. And I love the clip. It showed such evolution from Brian Schottenheimer the other day, going, my dad's probably looking down, looking at this practice, like, what the hell are you doing? What type of practice are you running? And Brian said, players change, times change. And that's great evolution, I think.
What did Brad Pitt say in Moneyball when he threw his hands
up? Adapt or die.
Adapt or die. All right, you mentioned Marty, the connection he had with his players, and that's obviously something that's very important to Brian Schottenheimer. So he was asked about this yesterday. They said, when did you start to notice these players, they're really buying into Brian Schottenheimer and his culture?
From the first meeting that we had in the locker room, you know, I think there was a excitement. Is it about me? I don't know. I think it's about the energy that they feel around the building. It's real. It's tangible. You know, we got a great group of guys, man, and they work. I mean, to have perfect attendance in mandatory minicamp and whatever it was, 90-something percent attendance in the off-season program, and that's something that we should be proud of. I don't know what the other teams are doing. Don't really care, quite honestly. But this team and this locker room in general is made up of the right people, and that gives you a chance. Doesn't guarantee us a damn thing, but it gives you a chance, and it tells you that, okay, great, we're going to go out to Oxnard, and then we're going to actually be able to put on pads and practice and play real football, and then we'll know a little bit more about where we stack up against the rest of the league.
So there you go, playing both sides to the middle. Yep, me, loving the culture. Yeah, culture gives us a shot, but then he's going to the choppy side. He's saying, doesn't mean we're going to win a damn game because of it. So there you go, Chop. He gave you some cover there for it, too.
Look, I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to win. It doesn't mean they're going to lose. You know, there's no right way to go about doing it. I do wonder, because he brought it up, the other teams. You know, what are the other teams doing? How comparable is 90%, 92%, 95% of attendance at this time of year compared to the other teams?
At OTAs, it's
high,
rare. Like, I mean, there's 90%. A lot of times somebody's usually like you've usually got people who are missing more than Dallas had this year. Minicamp, usually everybody shows up unless they're in a contract dispute. It's interesting you just said that, though, that you said you don't think it loses games. I'm curious. I'll ask Sean, because Sean, you seem to buy into the philosophy more that culture can make the difference. Do you think bad culture impacts losing more, or good culture impacts winning more?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
I would probably say bad.
Because I think absolutely you can lose games if they all hate each other. And they're like backstabbing and not giving effort.
I I would agree with that. Okay. I see what you're saying. Because now you're playing selfish football.
We talked earlier about Dak Prescott. He had talked about legacy and what legacy means. He's like, I don't want to win a Super Bowl for legacy. I want to win a Super Bowl for my mental health. Like, just be insane is what I want it for. So, because, again, we get the opportunity to hear from Dak and then get Shoddy's reaction to it. Shoddy was asked, hey, with Dak talking legacy, how do you define that term?
Legacy to me, you know, I think it starts with people. You know, I to this day, I go out on the field for a game and I will have two or three different individuals come up to me and say, excuse me, coach, you have a second. And I know exactly where they're going. And I, of course, drop what I'm doing because I want to hear it. And they say, your father changed my life. And it's former players. And so he never won a Super Bowl, won over 200 games in the NFL, but I would put his legacy up against anybody that's ever coached in the National Football League.
I think that definitely has impacted. When he got asked earlier at his press conference, the introductory one, they got asked, how do you want to be remembered, which is sort of similar to legacy. And he had said the top thing to him was culture and the way, and then he said, but obviously I want to win a Super Bowl. I do want to win a Super Bowl, but I think definitely knowing how good a coach his dad was, like him living it and seeing it, and seeing the impact his dad had, he's like, I'm never going to discount the legacy I know my dad created just because he didn't win a Super Bowl, because I saw the impact that he had on the league and the impact that he had on his players. And so there's still impact and redemption within that.
There was a, I remember him during the Hard Knocks talking about back at this, the let's go have a snack, a GD snack
Rex.
One. Yeah. Just saying, you know, like, I think they were trying to go back. This is after the first AFC championship game they lost, where he said, you know, you have no idea what going to the Super Bowl would have meant for my dad, to my dad, just to see him go.
I think Lombardi put a focus of one of his books on people who should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Marty was right up there.
He is, yeah, he was in it. I mean, guys, 200 wins. 200 wins in the NFL. And he had...
With really no true in-your-prime all-star quarterback.
No, I mean, his best quarterback was Bernie.
Yeah, and he had old Montana.
And old man Montana. Yeah. Bernie was good. Bernie was not, I mean, he was going up against Elway.
That's when I first kind of like, I loved the Bills growing up, and I would hate the Bills going into Arrowhead. And that's when I'm like, Monday Night Football and the Tomahawk Chop, and it was Marty Schottenheimer's freaking defenses that tormented the Buffalo Bills, Monday Night Football, the whole scene at Arrowhead. When I went to work in Kansas City, I'm like, I want to go to that. That is all built off of Marty Schottenheimer and Derek Thomas and those and Christian Okoye.
Yeah, there's influence there. And that's there's absolutely, I think, that kind of legacy that exists. Now, we've had this
Marty, question. I believe, is kind of like a poor man's Parcells. I'm not trying to, that's a compliment. Hopefully someone doesn't tell Brian that, because I know he's not listening because he thinks we work the night show. But what he did in Washington was a really, really nice job. If Snyder was more patient and he had Tony Banks doing it, they would have become a winner. Or Harbaugh. I'll relate him to Harbaugh. Tough nose. You bring him in. They're going to win games. You got your Marty ball, your choker stuff, your lack of playoffs, and all that cloud that hangs over his head. But if I bring Bill Parcells in, if I bring in Jim Harbaugh, if I bring in Marty Schottenheimer, there will, in my opinion, be an immediate turnaround pretty quick.
You're going to win games. Yeah. You're going to win games immediately.
Yeah, he'll create a baseline for you that you're not just going to naturally get necessarily with anybody else. All right, so we've talked about this in the last week, the confusion over the Trayvon Diggs timeline.
Yes.
This has been and I'm glad this got asked yesterday. Calvin Watkins had asked, I think it was Calvin, Shoddy about this and just said, hey, do we have any sort of an update here on this Trayvon Diggs timeline?
You don't know. He's got to maximize these next 40 days or whatever it is, five weeks. And it's been great having him back. It's been great having him with Britt. Trust his plan. Trust the work. But to put a timetable on it, not going to do that. In terms of, you know, the importance of training camp, you know, when he's ready, he'll be ready. Again, it gives opportunities for guys like Kalen Carson, Troy Pride, Kyrie Elam's doing great. So it's given us a chance to evaluate some of the younger players while Trayvon gets back and gets ready.
So what that is I don't know. Like, I mean, that sounds very much like we have no clue right now what this is going to look like. It could be week one, like we've talked about. It could be he's back middle of the season, maybe, if something doesn't go the way it should be. But it definitely feels like the lack of clarity is not an attempt from the Cowboys to conceal anything or get an advantage. This is, they don't know.
And they don't want to, well, yeah, and you don't want to put an unfair expectation on him either.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What did we have? Two injuries recently in the last few years. Gallup, where there was a certain timetable that was presented for him, and then he didn't hit it, and he came back later, and then he struggled. Bland last year, there was a certain timetable that was put on it, didn't hit it, had a fallback. And so these kind of things, I think they've realized, like, let's, with some of the way these things play, let's not go too aggressively after it. Last one here from Shoddy. This is, we talked about the Micah Parsons, Jay Toia intense ping pong game recently, where Jay Toia looked like he had him on the ropes and Micah called a timeout and took a breather. I don't know what he did exactly. Regrouped in his corner, came back
like
out
like a
there.
Hockey timeout. Like the hockey timeouts, do they work like NBA timeouts to where you come out and you always get like a great set shot off of basically like an inbounds play? Like how much do hockey timeouts help?
Didn't help them.
Right. Honestly, I have no idea. Like it's like, You sometimes see like that.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At the end of a game, you're on a power play or whatever, and you're about to start one, and you'll have your special teams coach in there. But other times, it's just like, hey, we got to reset the focus here. That's what DeBoer did.
Yeah.
When he pulled Otter, and he called a timeout, it was just like, all right, like, guys, this is what's what.
So given our very limited research, no, calling hockey timeout immediately leads to giving up another goal.
Spittle's listening. He'll tell me here.
So this was Brian Schottenheimer was in the locker room taking this all in. This is Brian Schottenheimer's breakdown of the Micah Parsons Jay Toia ping pong match.
It's compete every day. They were having fun with it. There was a lot of trash talk going on. I want to play Micah. I beat Dak all the time when I play him. So Micah's next. I'll put that out there for Micah, see if he wants to accept the challenge over the break. But, yeah, I thought Jay had him. You know, I thought Jay had him, and then just couldn't finish him.
And this is, by the way, the Cowboys bleeped it out there. What Shoddy said was, I beat the S out of Dak all the time. And so he's like, I want to play Micah. So when this got tweeted yesterday, Micah Parsons made sure to quote tweet and put this image up of him hanging his tongue out and crouched down like, bring it on. So we are going to get some Micah Parsons, Brian Schottenheimer ping pong games, apparently, as soon as the contract gets worked out. I don't know if that would count as field work.
Inside the Star with our insider, Bobby Belt, as now we take a little break before Oxnard, which this radio station, of course, will be at on DFW Sports Station. Let's hook you up for the final time in the 7 o'clock. If you don't win them right now, 9 a.m. as well.
Tolos right now. That's right. Call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
The college football lists that have RJ Choppy losing his mind. We'll have a college kegger at 8 o'clock this morning. A final Luke Bryan ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock. Thanks to the promo department for the opportunity to hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. Let's clean it out.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
The junk drawer is presented by GimmeTheVin.com. Come on out and check out the John Clay Wolf Show national broadcast live at the Grease Monkey Ice House at Grandscape in the Colony tomorrow from 9 to noon, and bring your cool car or bike. So the junk drawer brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com.
I think that's the Gas Monkey Ice House there in Grandscape.
Oh, my bad. I was reading copy. I won't say from who. You almost ended up in the hospital yesterday?
Well, I did. Yes, almost. Julian got... So he was at church camp. Something always happens at these church camps, man. You know, last year... No, like... You know, Luca, when he was at church camp, they broke a window.
Were they wearing White Sox hats?
They were... No, that's a... It's good. It's a good Pope reference.
Yeah.
No, but they're not. They don't. This is not a Catholic church camp.
Oh,
they don't. They just go where their friends go. They go to one of these, like, you know, let's listen to music for 6 hours camps. So anyway, they go to camp and Julian decides that he is going to bust his head open. They're playing basketball. Of course, they're playing basketball in their slides. They don't use sneakers,
dude. I watched the Shaq Iverson Reebok relaunch on Netflix, and Shaq. Just, he cannot believe in multiple scenes that no basketball kids are wearing high tops.
I can't either. I still can't believe it.
They're like, dude, no one wears high tops anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the better support for the ankle. It's gone to that technology.
Nick Van Exel was tweeting about this a couple weeks ago. And he was like, all these different injuries we're getting with an Achilles or like a rolled ankle or stuff. He's like, you guys need to go back to wearing high tops. He's like, that's your problem.
So what they've found is that either the low tops are lighter, but B... The bottom, I guess it's called the sole of the shoe, is wider, so you don't roll as much. It's got better stability.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's stupid. But yeah, it's low tops for days. And you know, so he hits the pole. The pole where the stanchion or whatever hits it with his head. Busts his head open. So it's like, okay. The nurse there is like, well, you probably should go get stitches, or we'll just put some super glue on it and call it a day. And we were at baseball. We were in Melissa. We were in Melissa, and we get the call. And it's like, all right, one of us has got to go to Waxahachie to get him. That's a long-ass drive in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And so she winds up going to get him to start, and then we figure out a way to get him to the ER, and he winds up getting the stitches, and he put on a show. He put on a show for the doctor.
Oh.
The doctor's fumbling around with something.
He loves the mind games with physicians.
Yeah. The doctor's fumbling around with, you know, trying to find all the gear to use and the instruments. And he goes, this is your first time, huh? Just like messing with them. And then the guy's like, yeah, we need a couple of stitches. He goes, oh, man, the nurse said I only needed glue. I guess why? That's why she's there and you're here. You know, kind of like butternut. He's sharp. He's clever.
Did you try the nurse's option before you came down there and got stitches? Did you try the super glue?
No, we didn't.
You may have been able to save yourself. How many stitches was it?
No, I don't know. Three.
You may have been able. The super glue might have done it. You might have been able to save the ER trip. I think.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's got baseball this weekend, so we put the it's right on the forehead. So put the helmet on and off. You go on to something sure. Stable. It was right on the vein because every heartbeat you see the blood
just
gush out a little bit more. So that was yesterday. That was yesterday. But he's fine.
I don't like that at all. All right. I got some good news for your marriage, RJ Choppy. There's new research out about age gaps in relationships, which you are a you're living in one of those right now.
Yeah, you know, yesterday was our 2 month anniversary, and I said anniversary. She goes, it's not an anniversary.
She's
said,
right.
Of course it is. It's a 2 month anniversary.
Man, I got the big anniversary lecture from Amanda the other day. Like for years, we joked like we have five different dates we can't keep track of. We had a COVID one for at the courthouse because the wedding got canceled. Uh-huh. We got. The actual one on the day that we got married, like all these different ones. I'm terrible in terms of like, you put a gun in my head right now. I can't tell you like what year I got married or like how long. It takes a lot of brain power to remember when my kid's year birthday was. I get lucky cause you know, she's just 1 year old, but it was starting to get under her skin a little bit to where, oh, okay. You're just not going to acknowledge it ever. Cause I think this was 5 years. I think it was. So I went and got her some flowers from like Kroger, but that didn't do the job.
She wanted acknowledgement.
Yeah. When half the time, three quarters of the time, she can't remember the dates herself. So I had her print out a sheet.
Oh man. Here we go.
There's a sheet on the fridge of all, it's like five or six different ones, dates. So I got to put that in the phone calendar.
Oh, good for you. That's a, they always, whenever anybody says, I don't really care. Kristen said that about a million things over time. I don't really care about that. Or who could they? She always ends up caring.
She tricked me on that one.
She always ends up caring. Well, Chop, your marriage is rooted in science is what we've discovered. New research shows that men dating a woman at least 7 years younger than themselves has a substantially higher overall relationship satisfaction than dating women at least 7 years older. So it's like, wow, this is crazy. Men like younger women. They like young, hot women. That's insane. But the reverse is not true with women. Women actually are shown to have zero difference between dating a man 7 years or more younger than them or a man 7 years more or older than them. The only difference that women described consistently was they said they felt more financial security with a man 7 years older than them, typically, which would make some sense, obviously. Sense. You're dating a younger guy, but
the 14-year swing.
This says here that the happiest you can be in a large age gap is the one that you have. Chop, dating a woman or being in a relationship with a woman more than 7 years younger than you.
We are nine and a half year difference.
How many times have you been in a relationship with somebody who was more than 4 years younger than you?
Actual relationship or like?
Yeah, like an actual relationship. Is this the first one?
Had to be.
Yeah, the previous was, that was not the marriage. The marriage, we were a year apart. The previous one, the one between the marriage and this one, that was 7 or 8 years.
Kristen hates that she's older than me. And it's not by that
much. She hates it?
She hates it.
Why?
Because she doesn't like the idea of just being the old one in the relationship. And it's not even, it's 15 months, something like that, 14, 15 months. It's not much at all, but
would she rather be older or taller?
Older.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, me being older or taller?
No. Would Kristen rather be older or taller in the relationship?
Oh.
Because being
older, she'd rather be older, I think.
I would too.
Because she doesn't want to tower over me like Mackenzie does with Peyton. She doesn't want that.
Wow. But is she taller than you? She's not taller than you.
When she's in heels, she is.
Oh, well,
okay.
Yeah.
Which is socially what you're dealing with. But, Chrissy, she for a long time hated this. I was like, it's not that big a deal. But just like Amanda did to you and pulled the rug out, in recent years I've pulled the rug out from under. And I always tell her, like, you robbed the cradle. You're sitting here hunting for your sugar baby. That's what I was. And so she doesn't like that. But you right there, Chop, research now says that you're going to have a healthy marriage.
Good. We already have one. It's 2 months in. Like I said, I wish her a happy 2 month anniversary. Not an anniversary.
Because that's not an anniversary.
It's a joke, though. It's like, hey, happy 2 month anniversary. But she says it's you don't say anniversary because it's only once a year.
It's like my kid's pre-K graduation.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And they're all like, oh my God, the pomp and circumstance. I was like, they're all passing.
I was going to say, did some of them get held back in pre-K?
I know.
They're just like, no, you're not ready for this kind of stuff. Exactly. You're not ready for finger paint, kid. Let's just make sure you can take a nap properly.
Exactly. I'm like, okay. And now the participation diplomas. There we go.
It is the junk drawer here on 105 through the Fan. Gen Z is taking to social media to get off social media.
Oh.
Ditching the smartphone. The new thing is to go back to Sean's favorite phone. The BlackBerry.
Mine is operating like a BlackBerry, apparently, nowadays.
So they are buying, these 20-somethings are buying BlackBerries on eBay left and right. They're like completely sapping whatever's left of the market. and trying to go and do a smartphone detox to get off their smartphone because they can't get off it. They still need a phone, so they're going to go with the BlackBerry. Why? Is it ASMR or AMSR?
ASMR. ASMR.
The click. The click of the keypad.
This is so big in my house, ASMR. She puts the kids asleep with this. She goes to sleep with this all the time.
Really?
Like the white noise, black noise, brown
noise? Any noise.
Yeah.
This is ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always somebody whispering.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate it. And when I hear it, it's like, I don't know. It's a sensory thing for me in the wrong direction.
When I see these videos of like, this one guy, he cleans a rock and he cooks on the lake. And you hear him scratch the crust of the bread. It's like, dude, I don't need to.
I thought that these phones, though, they kind of push you out of the capability usage of it. Like, what capabilities do I have going and firing up an old BlackBerry?
If all you're worried about is texting, I guess. If you don't use your phone as much for it, but everybody uses their phone for internet, so I don't know.
It's all it is. Like, but there's not like you can't do anything on it. I mean, it's got.
Give me the two things in your life, 10 things, or one thing that you wish you held on to, kept in pristine condition, or never opened, that you know you could sell today.
My starting lineup figurines.
You had a lot.
Yeah, I had teams.
Yeah.
I had like, you know, I could make like, you know, 11 football players on each side. It was great.
Because I have an iPhone now from whenever my parents came last, that it's a new iPhone. As I'm waiting for this one to totally die, just sitting in a drawer. If that was iPhone 1.
Yeah.
And I just never opened it, I'd make thousands and thousands, thousands of dollars. So
thousands.
What is it? What is that old thing that is now a collectible?
I don't think I ever, like, the only thing I would have would have just been something where it's like I can't get access to it, and like VHS stuff that I would have recorded, that like that's lost media now that I knew I at one point had. But anything that like cost money, we never collected anything like Beanie Babies or anything like that.
Like, I ripped off the pages of my Sports Illustrateds and put them all on my wall, and I wanted the covers everywhere. If I kept the freaking Sports Illustrateds intact with the subscriptions, I could probably sold them for a little bit here and there. Do you have anything?
I had like the iPod Nano when that first came out. It was like an upgrade from the iPod Mini. And then I also had the iPod Video when that first came out, because that was huge as well. Because I mean, it was like it gave you 64 gigabytes, which is nothing nowadays.
I lost my Zune. I don't think that's worth anything.
What is
remember,
that?
You remember Zune when that was very early on? Peyton, do you remember those?
I don't think so.
Might be too young for it. You guys were too old and he's too young. Zune was like for a year, it was like Bill Gates and Microsoft's attempt to like, all right, let's go at the iPod and let's do it. And they were cool, they were functional, but they got swallowed up by Apple pretty fast and weren't able to stay competitive. But they were out for like a year or two.
Junk drawer right here on 105 through the Fan, brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com. Was that the end of that story?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you say they're going back. They want to go back to old technology, the young people these days. I'm having a hard time believing this research coming out of the UK. Survey says half of young Britons, this is a 1,300-person survey, want to grow up in a world without the internet. Says that a number of these young Britons feel like it's added too much societal pressure. It's got.
Oh, by the way, it makes me think of my first time on the internet and the mirror, keeping those old computers.
Oh, the old giant Dell.
Yeah, or doing more and investing in the internet, because none of us, for the first time you got web access, were like, this is overhyped. This sucks.
No, it was awesome.
It was freaking amazing. Why would you want to be without?
Dude, it's funny you mentioned that, holding on to that. You know who apparently held on to that? Because this can also be a junk drawer story. Air traffic control in the U.S.
This is
the
story.
Did you hear this story?
Yes, they're still using Windows 95.
They still use Windows 95 and floppy disks. Air traffic controllers do.
In the United States.
Yes. They have, and this only came out because the FAA said that they're seeking contractors to modernize its decades-old computer systems within 4 years. So they are literally operating on the ancient material that you were talking about you wished you saved. So you could sell it, you could have sold it to the FAA, I guess, who you could have sold it to.
It's so bad. Wanted it. It's so bad that we have been doing this for, it's been basically 40 years since they did anything with the upgrading. Like Reagan was in office the last time they did major upgrades to the air traffic control.
And why?
They just feel like that they didn't need to.
So apparently it's what happens is, and there were a lot of people I saw commenting on these stories who said this is a common thing in banking industries too, or this, where you'll get people or get these companies or these wide ranging things that get on all these different technology systems, and it's almost like if we can get by on it and we don't have to do a whole overhaul, an overhaul would be a pain in the ass. Do we really want to do that? It's almost just like that seems like more work than if it's not causing us too many headaches, what's the problem? But they're talking about that not only floppy disks, they said that in some instances, paper strips are still being done. Paper strips back. If you watch old air traffic control stuff, they literally will use to keep their list of flights in order, air traffic controllers in the 70s. They would have paper strips that they would put in front of them and then they rip them off and throw them in the trash when they were done with it so that they wouldn't lose track. And so apparently that's what's keeping us in the air right now is Windows 95, floppy disks, and in some instances, paper strips.
It's really wild. But speaking of what, they had one survivor from that plane crash yesterday, Air India flight.
Are we certain about that? I kept seeing video and pictures of that, and I'm like, this looks like one of those fake things that's gone viral and people started eating it up. And like some of the outlets that were reporting it, I didn't see anybody like CNN talking about it like that.
They say he was in seat 11A.
Or Fox, not necessarily CNN.
Said he was in seat 11A. And he jumped out the emergency door as the plane was crashing.
So like he just opened it himself?
Yeah, which I you could do, right? You could do.
And at what height?
I think it was like as it crashed.
Because did you see the video of it crashing?
Yeah.
It's a fireball instantly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because it's like, I mean, it's full fuel.
Somebody survived that and is given interviews and statements. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed odd.
How did they jump far enough away to where the explosion didn't get them?
Great question. Yeah, good for him. Great question. I don't know if it didn't.
I would want to do that.
Oh yeah, I'd be jumping out before we even land.
So when that got passed around yesterday, which by like the I said, way, I still don't know.
Let me ask my dumb question of the week. This could be a worst take. Should we just have parachutes?
Yeah,
under these seats.
I've seen.
I don't know how large parachutes are, but. Of the video I saw where it was obvious, like, we just open the door and have parachutes?
Well, I've seen, there's, like, renderings, like, AI renderings of planes that, like, this new model prototype of planes that if something's going wrong, like, it starts to crash or starts to drop out of the sky like this one, the wings come off and the fuselage parachutes itself down. Like it has like it should. You should theoretically have this ability to, you know, put a parachute on there. They got redundancies for everything.
So parachute on the actual plane.
Yeah.
The issue there is they say like there were all these different. I was just looking that up.
By the weight.
There are a bunch of different pilots who are like they'd have no control of the plane. It'd be a disaster. But like if there's a parachute, like it's more disastrous. Whereas a plane is designed to hopefully just glide down. But they said parachutes.
But who cares if it's going down?
Right. They said if it's going down and it's gliding, you've got a better chance to land it than if you don't have control of the landing at all.
Oh, actually, that's what you're saying.
Because they said it could start just tipping and just doing all sorts of wild things. The parachutes under the seats, they said apparently that's more related to it takes extensive training and different things like that for passengers that they wouldn't have and it would cause panic.
The Junk Drawer every Friday at this time as we try to get to your Father's Day weekend as quickly as possible here on Sean and RJ. The college football arguments that has Choppy losing his mind. A little college kegger next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.